Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we wait for the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether Louisiana can impose severe restrictions on doctors who perform abortions, two other abortion stories are making the news. In one, the Small Business Administration announced this week that it will claw back more than $80 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans illegally obtained by Planned Parenthood. PPP loans were made available by the federal government to help small businesses retain their employees during the coronavirus shutdown. One of the stipulations, however, was that affiliates of larger organizations with more than 500 employees were not eligible. Planned Parenthood Federation of America has more than 600 employees, making their state-level affiliates ineligible for the special loans. In all, 37 Planned Parenthood affiliates applied for loans totaling more than $80 million. The big draw for these loans is that they're forgiven and convert to simple grants if the number of employees and their compensation levels are maintained for 8 weeks after the loan is made. The loans are so lucrative that Planned Parenthood of Orange County and San Bernardino counties was able to pocket a cool $7.5 million, all of which needs to be given back. At this point, the SBA is simply asking that the funds be returned. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, on the other hand, is going further. He's asking for a full-blown investigation of Planned Parenthood, the banks, and SBA staff, saying, quote, "The money needs to be recovered, and if anybody knowingly falsified applications, they need to be prosecuted." We'll keep you posted as the investigation moves forward. In other news, Disney-owned FX Television made news this week with their announcement that Norma McCorvey, better known as Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, made a deathbed confession that she was a hired gun for the pro-life movement. According to FX, McCorvey allegedly said, quote, "I took their money and they'd put me out in front of the cameras and tell me what to say. That's what I'd say. I did it well, too, and I'm a good actress," end quote. As you can imagine, the story drew blistering comments from both sides in the abortion debate. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Cortez called the pro-life movement a scam, while Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, came to McCorvey's defense. King said the idea of McCorvey acting as a hired gun or paid mercenary for the Christian right is a complete falsehood. King was extremely close to McCorvey, as was the Reverend Frank Pavone, the National Director of Priests for Life. Pavone said that McCorvey's conversion to Christianity in 1995 led her to become one of the most devoted pro-life advocates of our time. He also said her words in the FX article were taken out of context and could not have been a deathbed confession because she died 11 months after the episode was filmed of a heart attack. What the article does prove is that 47 years after Roe v. Wade was decided, it's still a front-burner issue in the hearts and minds of the American people. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.